Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
With Paul Tolkinson and Rob Deering.
Look at these lovely geraniums.
Very nice. Morning.
Morning. It's running commentary. It's running commentary.
Yes.
Welcome back, Paul Tolkinson.
Back from vacance into a slightly drizzly Tuesday morning.
Yeah, although
Tuesday morning in North London.
As someone who came back this weekend, you are probably enjoying this cool weather the least out of everyone because we missed
a massive heat wave
last week.
Yeah,
it was really. I mean, it was
crazily hot. We read about it. Yeah, it was fairly hot where we were, but it wasn't anything like what you guys had to do.
It was funny because it kind of reversed
the usual trend,
because I've got my watch on. I don't really wear my watch.
Oh, nice.
Rattling around like an idiot.
Mixing it up a bit.
Keep it interesting. So, I was out somewhere, and the people who worked there, like the receptionists, I went and said, "God, it's hot." And then I heard them saying to each other, people saying, "Oh, of course it's hot, it's summer, you know," which is your basic small talk position.
Yeah.
One I've often taken myself.
Yeah.
I was like, "Guys, it's the hottest recorded day." People are out there dying.
Yes,
they're cancelling trains.
Yeah. It's really hot.
Yeah.
So this is beyond summer.
So this is quite nice.
Yeah, it's nice. A nice bit of relief.
Yeah.
And I'm feeling sort of... Yesterday was a bit jet-laggy, hungover.
How long have you been home?
Just a couple of days. We got back on Sunday.
Yeah.
After a night flight, and only slept for a few hours on the flight.
Yeah.
From New York. And I still seem unable to arrive back from holiday and then not get drunk the first night when I'm home. I think in some way it's saying goodbye to the holiday, bit jet lag, sleepy. I don't know. So I don't know what it is.
Were you drinking on holiday?
Yes.
Good.
Most days. Not a lot, but most days, yeah.
Yeah. Well, I've been drinking
by which I mean every day.
But also a lot.
Right, okay, that's good.
I've been getting quite fit.
Healthy
doing
position.
Loads of running.
Yeah.
And that's all exacerbated by the fact that... Not exacerbated. Completely counter... Hello. He is in your dream.
You've been cancelling it out with a boost.
By drinking loads and loads of lager, that's right.
Cheers, mate. Thank you.
Well, I don't see any problems here.
No.
Just run straight ahead.
Yeah.
No chance of falling into a massive hole in the ground there.
So you've been doing bits and bobs of running then, yeah? You've been running a fair bit.
Well, yeah, actually, I've had loads of adventures.
Right.
They should break it up because... Anyway, first of all, was that 10K?
All right.
I haven't seen you since I did that.
Yes. Yeah.
So, and that was great.
That was the Shoreditch one, wasn't it?
Yeah, Shoreditch 10K. So it was a, what are they called? Run through. I can't remember what the organisers are called, but they do a lot. Oh, City.
Yes.
City runs. And
City.
Interesting thing. It was part of that. You know, we talk about the different sort of strands of the culture.
Yeah.
This is very much a shiny, modern, city-ish thing.
Yeah.
And it was a bit like, it feels like it's modelled on runs we've done, like the Great North Run and the London Marathon.
Right.
But kind of machine-tooled to be efficient and almost, it's kind of like an advert for all the good ways and all the bad ways.
An advert for urban running.
Exactly. So everyone's wearing the same top. And everything is loads of barriers and things and lots of... and someone's saying, get ready. So great to see you all here today. And but then, you know, it started in a kind of staggered way.
Right.
And they didn't really explain it. And it felt like the young woman with the voice doing a really good report on what's going to happen. And just running the last few checks from the course. And then 90 seconds later said, we'll be starting any minute now. Give us a big cheer. Just running the last few checks on the course.
Right.
It's like, are you a robot?
Yeah.
I don't know if anyone here actually...
Yeah.
And
it's like the start of some sort of weird mass hunger games or something.
Yes, exactly. So a little bit, you know, I think that ultimately, just generationally, I found the homogeneity of the event a little bit. I kicked against it a little.
Yeah.
Of course, that's what most people there want.
Yeah.
Want to feel like they're part of something.
Yes, yeah,
and they
want
to know exactly what that thing is.
That tribal element. Yes, yeah.
And it was, which is good timing, actually, because we're just getting to it. It was a really odd course.
Right.
But good. Not odd. That's not a negative. It was... They closed a bunch of roads.
Yeah.
Just ahead of us here into... Between here and Shoreditch, like a...
Right.
De Beauvoir town.
Yeah.
And then basically, you looped up from Shoreditch Park back down into Hoxton.
Right.
And then back over the start line, which was the finish line.
Yeah.
But to make it long enough, it kind of just... Did loads of excellent little
twists and turns.
And they weren't too bad, you know. Quite a lot of 90 degree bends.
Right.
But when you're on a flat road and you know it's coming, you know, it didn't really break your rhythm.
Right.
I think, and the other thing is they staggered the start, so everyone you're near is running about the same speed as you.
Right, yeah, yeah.
But
yeah,
the only negative is if you had the deluxe package and we're running all their city runs this year, then you start first.
Outrageous.
So you have to overtake all the people who've got that. Who are
outrageous. All the rich. You have to overtake all the rich, slow people.
Yeah, exactly.
It's terrible, isn't it?
Once
absolutely
we were past
terrible.
Them, we were away. Yeah. But it's a funny old thing, definitely.
Yeah, it's crazy. Crazy, yeah.
And the other thing is, because of course I live here, you know, so I'm totally familiar with these streets.
No, but
and yet, halfway around, you're thinking, have we gone two more turns? Am I running north or south now?
Yeah.
I was brilliantly bewildered.
I think it's important to make the stance that that's not what running is.
No.
In terms of, you shouldn't pay to start nearer the front of a course.
No, you shouldn't.
It's just...
And you can tell that they know that because, like you're saying, you can't just do that. It's slightly oblique.
Yeah.
So, oh, no, we're not doing that. We're just saying that if you... You know what I mean?
If you do them all. If you spend, like, 250 quid on, like, six races or something.
Yeah, that's right. And, Yeah, so exactly that.
But listen, but that doesn't mean you can't have a good old tear-up.
No, exactly.
Because ultimately you're still running. You're still having a race. You're still in the...
And technically... Yeah, just weren't that many of those people.
Yeah.
And then it fell into place. And so we're running these exact roads here. But yeah, like coming up this one, coming off it, going around the block, coming back on it, coming up it, coming in here, going down there, going down, going
but
down.
Quite, but nice come. And flat sort of thing.
Yeah, all flat.
Yeah, that's good.
And that's the other thing, that kind of weird thing of the rhythm of it, because they were like, obviously had it on the list to say don't run on the pavements.
Yeah.
You know, we've closed the roads, and you don't want to bump into a pushchair, so just please do stay on the road, don't run on the pavements. They said that 36 times.
Yeah.
And yet,
people
as the race
pavements.
Began, no, no run on the pavements, but one thing they didn't mention at all was speed bumps.
Right.
And like me and a dozen other people nearly fell over.
Yeah, yeah,
straight
yeah.
Straight away.
Yeah,
they
yeah.
They hadn't even crossed their mind.
Speed bumps are a bit of a hazard, aren't they?
Yeah, for runners, definitely.
Yeah.
Because you're doing this steady, unexamined distance off the ground.
Yeah.
So if you don't see it, it's going to trip you up by kind of scuffing the bottom of your foot.
Yes.
Literally, you know, loads of let's be safe out there announcements.
Yeah.
And within metres of the start line, it's like, whoa!
It's a speed bump. Yeah.
Because, of course, I didn't know. Oh, good, the rain's really coming down now.
It's really coming down. Ooh. Hopefully the kit will sustain.
Yeah.
There's a bit of a kick gamble going on.
Yeah, I could put
this morning
balloons over the microphones, but that might sound funny.
Might sound a bit. I'm tempted to think that just sound a bit muffled.
I think if we put it on, it might kind of go.
Yeah, that I'm slightly. Yeah.
But also, I might be able to fashion into it so it looks like we're running with two little dogs on our faces. Yeah. I could have a dog, and you could have a sword.
I think we might have to just risk it. What do you think?
I think that's what's happening.
But it is
here today.
It's a heavy drizzle. So tell me about the So tell me about the experience of the race and how did it go?
Yeah, so I set off and...
Because we were chatting about it before, didn't we?
Yeah, and it was nice. I fell into a... run a couple of parkrun since that Leeds marathon.
Yeah.
And started feeling a bit better after that. Starting to feel a bit fit.
Yeah.
And it was a real parkrun mindset. It was like, right, set off, find a pace. Don't go too fast. I was definitely not going at full parkrun pace, but
right,
on the other hand, definitely going at a pace.
Yes, absolutely.
And,
yeah,
and then
race pace.
Hold it for 5.
Right.
K, yeah. Because that's parkrun. I know how to do, yeah, that. Then all we have to do is hold it for another 2K.
Yeah.
And then it's just 3K to the end.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's all kind of surreal, but it's just counting, yeah, it off like that.
Yeah.
And I found a pace I knew I could hold, and I stayed with it.
Right.
And, and you said, didn't you, my old silver bronze was PB,
yeah,
which is sub 42.
Yeah.
What you said is you hoped it was a kind of 43 something something sub 44.
Yeah.
That's basically based on where my fitness was at.
Yes,
if
yeah,
it,
yeah,
went okay.
Yeah.
And my bronze, I really hope I get it, was sub 45.
Yeah.
Just because... That
means that's
a
level.
It's, yeah, the level all my 10Ks, yes, ever have been at.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Anyway, in terms of that, it was really good because it was strong silver.
Brilliant.
I was 43, bang on.
That's fantastic.
43.00.
That's great, mate.
Yeah.
Good old race.
Yeah, pleased with that.
Yeah.
And
how was the finish? Did you get involved? Was there anything?
Well, it's just same old, same old.
Right.
I got near the end and thought, it was just, it's all about holding once you get there.
Yeah.
You think, I'll be able to go faster.
Yeah, yeah.
But going faster, sprinting to the finish, it kind of feels the same as carrying on going as fast,
yeah,
as,
yeah,
I,
yeah, 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 yeah.
And no one dived in across me or anything. It wasn't
well,
like
that's good, yeah,
parkrun. It was just everyone was going quite hard.
Yeah.
I didn't really notice anyone going, but I think really in that context, 10K is a bit of a distance run. Do you know what I mean? I think,
yeah,
there's people there who run well and run really fit, but equally,
it's still a bit.
They only run for 20 minutes.
It's still a distance.
Or run,
yeah,
as part of training at the gym.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
So there wasn't a sense, the kind of running club sense that 10K is not much.
No, 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 you know? No.
And of course it is. It's, I mean, it's not a park run. It's twice as far.
Yes, yeah.
So yeah, it was very steady. I think maybe a couple of people, unsurprisingly, had a turn of speed and could come past me towards the end, but it's more, yeah, I was just holding.
There's nothing dramatic, yeah.
Very steady.
Yeah.
I mean, it was exactly, oh, I can't remember, I did some very satisfying maths about,
right,
how even many minutes a mile it was.
Even split something.
Exactly 7 minute miles, something,
right,
like that.
Right, yeah.
Because it was,
I think it's a little bit faster than 7.
Seconds.
Hello, mate. Okay. It's a little bit faster than 7 minute miles, because you got the two at the end,
yeah,
0.2, yeah, yeah.
So, yeah,
nice,
that was great.
Mate.
It was a real nice, very nicely timed one to do.
Yeah.
Really good event. I mean, I should be absolutely clear about that. I'm just bitching about what it was like socially.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But
yeah,
almost anyone would have gone, good.
Yes.
You want to know what's going on.
Yeah, yeah, totally. Give us clarity.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I don't mind wearing the same clothes as someone else.
Yeah.
All 10 seconds to get across the road.
But I noticed that a little bit in New York as well, that kind of new runner thing, that kind of running as lifestyle,
yeah,
ethic, you know, the sort of just a little bit of the gear and the kind of, there's a look about it, isn't there?
Yeah, and it's,
and that's
not,
okay,
it's not running, it's life. I mean, ultimately, yeah, in a post-social network era, people do, there is a tree in the forest factor where people don't feel like they've done something unless they can say, I did this and here's my,
yes, yeah, yeah,
photo,
yeah,
of it, and here's,
yeah,
my,
yeah,
document about it, you know. Whereas we could say, well, I did a 10K.
Yeah, and we're going to talk about it.
I did a 10K the next,
yeah,
day. Yeah. And there's not that much difference for us.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. There was a lot of runners in New York. I had a good run in... I went around Central Park. I recorded a podcast, which will be out. Which, by the time people listen to this, will have been out.
Yeah, just coming out. That's this week.
Yeah. And we'll give the book a push. It was with an author.
Yeah.
He just took me on a little loop around Central Park. It was lovely.
Yeah, excellent.
It was really nice. And I did a lot of running.
So I ran in Central Park and didn't enjoy it that much.
Did you not?
That's another story.
Yeah, 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 of course, yeah. Of course, yeah. It was quite funny, actually. And people who listen will know. Because he was a lovely guy. And he's about a sort of 3:20 marathon runner.
Yeah.
But more serious about his running than me. You could tell he just runs. You could tell he runs more, and he's, yeah, just really, really into it.
possibly just a more serious person.
Yeah, maybe. And he had that kind of New York. Silly. He had that kind of New York cool thing going on.
Yeah.
Very interesting. Very interesting man. But I held back on the fact I'd run a sub three for about an hour or so. Then I just dropped it in really casually.
Oh no!
Just, you could tell it freaked him out though. It's quite funny. Quite a funny moment. But it was great. And we went round. We stayed by a lake near Montreal.
Oh yeah.
So a few mornings a week, I went round the seven. There was a 3.5 mile loop. I did that twice,
like
3 or 4 times that week.
Brilliant.
Which was really good, really hilly, really soft. Just on a morning, and then just swam in the lakes right afterwards.
Oh,
so that was just perfect.
There was a lot of talk last week. We were chatting. I put a message out on Running Commentary saying, what are you doing running in the hot weather? In fact, I didn't say that. It's a bit of a Freudian slip.
Yeah, yeah.
What are you doing running in the hot weather?
Yeah.
It's a really fair point. But anyway, you know, people...
So how's it going? Give us your hot weather story.
Exactly.
Sort of thing.
And lots of people were saying, well, I didn't.
Yeah.
And that's fair enough. But one of the things that developed is that people near the sea were just running then.
Yeah.
Eventually just cave and just run into the sea.
Yes, yeah, yeah, yeah. No, it's really... Really refreshing.
Yeah. And how are you feeling? Are you recovered?
I feel recovered. I mean, I feel that there's a weakness there.
Yeah.
But I think that will always be there. I mean, I chatted to one of the relatives over in Canada. He used to do physio for the Canadian hockey team.
Yeah.
At Olympic level. So she knew what she was on about.
Yeah.
She said you've been cut. She said that'll never get better. That's a weakness that will always be there.
Yeah, right.
But you can strengthen the areas around it.
Right.
And she just said planks.
Yeah.
She just said planks, 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 planks. Planks, 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 planks.
Right, so quite knowledgeable but not very eloquent.
No. No, but what can I do?
Planks,
planks, planks, planks, planks, planks, planks.
Planks, planks, planks.
Different kind of planks. Planks and hamstrings.
This rain is bad.
Yeah, it is bad.
It brings us to another story. So are you planking now?
Yeah, this is a plank, yeah.
I mean, I don't
mobile
mean,
planking.
I mean, how are you in a
plank? I have... I'm not planking as much as I should, but I have been planking. Ironically, we're on our way to... Pretty soon we'll be banking.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Planking
plank
to the bank.
That's my life.
And I had a... I had a...
Let's stop under this bridge a second while I wipe my eyes.
Yeah, yeah.
I find it strange how much rainwater hurts.
You got water in your eyes.
Oh, yeah. Should have worn my cap. Trouble is, I look too stupid in my cap.
No, you don't.
Whereas running with my eyes shut and falling over, no problem.
Yeah, that's a good look. I had a funny little run with George, because George doesn't do much running. He plays football and he goes out partying, but he's a fit 20-year-old. He's got that reservoir of energy in him that we'll just call youth.
Yes.
And we went for a run. He did one loop round the lake.
Yeah.
And he can't really run slow.
Right.
Because he's a weird physically, because he manages to look bigger than me whilst weighing less. It's really odd.
Yeah. And yeah, he's not lanky, is he? He's quite...
No, he's quite big. He does work out. He goes to the gym and stuff. But he kind of... So he's constantly running a little bit quicker than me.
Yeah.
Whilst moaning about how hard he's finding it.
Yeah.
And how he'll have to...
Slow down then, mate.
And then how he'll have to walk soon.
Yeah.
And then he just scuttles off from me up a hill.
Yeah. Yeah.
But we did this loop, and by the end he was tired.
Yeah.
I stepped off, did another loop.
Yeah.
I started to feel stronger every day.
Yeah.
And there was a little mile loop around the... from the house and out and back kind of thing.
Yes.
I said, let's have a little race.
Yeah.
Little Lake Hughes classic loop of the mile classic.
Yeah, cool.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
So Josh says, yeah, I'm a bit tired, but you're okay. So I say half four.
Freud says, yeah, yeah, and whichever one wins kills the other.
Yeah, I said, half.
And takes the alpha place in the
family. Half four that
group.
Afternoon, we'll have a little race. So of course I spend the rest of the day visualising, you know, tapering.
Mantras.
Kipping mantras.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, eyeballing him furiously. He's just kayaking, messing about. I warm up at length to ease my back.
They're kayaking.
This is nice, isn't it?
Yeah.
And then we congregate at half four for the mile loop. And I just thought I'm going to beat him because I'm more experienced and I know how to run races. I know what a mile is.
Yep.
So we started off together.
Yeah.
I sort of was leading after about 600 metres. It felt a bit sharp because you're suddenly racing. It felt a bit hard, but I was okay. And then he just ran away from me.
Yeah, yeah.
And I couldn't do anything about it. And by the end, he was 15 seconds. He beat me by 15 seconds.
That's a lot.
I mean, by the end, I couldn't see him. You know, yeah. Any sense of it was a race had gone.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I was just a joke, you yeah. know. But I was quite elated. I think he could be a decent runner.
Yeah.
He loved it. I didn't care.
Yeah.
But it was fun. It was just fun.
It just
funny,
goes
you know?
To show also, like, talking about all the teenagers, you realise how much more used to effort we are.
Yeah.
The thing that shows in the story is the bit where he's going, oh, it's really hard. It's like, it isn't.
Yeah.
You were just touching.
Yeah,
not
yeah.
even the red. You've just flirted with the yellow. Whereas at our age, to do runs and stuff, we're like, oh, yeah, I'm in the red.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. yeah. but it also shows the natural bounce of youth.
Yeah.
And the ebullience of it. And I am finding it harder to... You just don't utilise as much oxygen. That thing of getting into real oxygen debt and staying
yeah.
there.
Yeah.
And I just don't seem to be able to do it as well.
Chat for this bike.
He absolutely thrashed me. And suddenly you're the... And that, but it was compounded with slight feelings of weakness on holiday. Like, I found myself... He was carrying the largest luggage to the airport, yeah. you know. Just that kind of generational handover.
Yeah, know? Exacerbated with the fact that he is a big, strong lad.
Yes. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But on the other hand, it's kind of quintessence of parenting, isn't it? It's like, well, I'm chuffed if I'm young and strong. And it's also a win if he's young and strong.
Yeah, it's great.
So in that race, you could literally... it was a win-win for you.
I know, it's perfect.
It's unusual for a race.
It's perfect. So it's time for him to... be faster than me, and I think it might spark a bit of interest in running with him.
I'm
maybe.
Exactly the same thing with my son, except with board games.
Right. Really?
Well yeah. done, you won.
The cognitive... But I noticed in the holiday as well that the kids are finding me and Rachel funnier than they used to.
Yeah.
Even when we're not trying to be.
Yes, I know.
Do you know what I mean? As we kind of sidle off to the touch lines of life.
Exactly yeah. what you mean. Yeah. And we don't necessarily like it. Yeah. Although, another classic thing in the slow-release parenting experience that is watching you parenting your teens and then seeing my kids catch up like
yeah.
2-3 years later is I've so got that thing now that you told... In fact, again... We're doing the old same spot thing.
Right.
I remember walking along here and you talking about embarrassing Bonnie in the library.
Yes.
Yeah, and you yeah. got that she was embarrassed.
Yeah.
And you couldn't help it. I don't know if this is a dad thing or
couldn't
a comedian.
Couldn't help but exaggerate. It's like...
You have to double down. And I totally get that now.
Yes. Yeah, yeah.
If I sniff... I do think it's... Maybe all the dads listening will say, no, it's just dads. I think it's partly the comedian's comedy imperative.
Yes, yeah.
You see a laugh...
And you just go
you
for
go
it.
You go after it. So and also, just when I also want to be cool, but if I see myself embarrassing my kids, it's all I can do not to absolutely
yes.
double up on whatever it is.
And also
they don't
because
like.
On some level we quite enjoy embarrassment because yeah. we don't feel it as much.
No, we don't care.
Because we've had so much.
That's right.
Yeah.
It's funny.
Our early career is basically all embarrassment.
That's right.
And so you go through the barrier, don't you?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
You've taken ownership over our
yeah, embarrassment. Yeah, that's funny. That is funny.
That's great.
I had one on holiday where, you know, you find yourself buying clothes that are only relevant to that holiday, but you think, and they wouldn't work in any other context. So I bought these like...
Just when you think, if you've got mail, when the old lady's been out with General Franco.
Yeah.
And Meg Ryan says, what, people do crazy things on holiday? And Greg Kinnear says, yes! They buy leather jackets for much more than they're worth.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And they don't go out with fascist dictators. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Anyway, carry on.
You were. No, but I bought some, like... Because we're all into hip-hop.
Yeah.
So the kids were buying loads of sort of faintly sort of b-boy, gangster hip-hoppy stuff.
Yeah, I understand.
I bought a really garish pair of, like, sort of red leopard skin pattern basketball shorts.
Yeah, of course you did.
With matching socks.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
What is that?
See a penny, pick it up.
Right,
it wasn't.
No.
It's a watch battery. So it's just acid burns all over my
yeah. matching socks and a kind of like basketball top.
Yeah.
Which looks cool in my imagination. One thing I realised as well about shopping for clothes is that which we did a lot. Most clothes now obviously aren't aimed at us.
No.
That's fine.
Well, sometimes they're aimed at you, but they're upstairs in M&S.
Yeah, in special sections. And the other thing is the massive difference between your imagining of what the clothes will look like on you, the possibility of the clothes on the rack and the reality of them on you.
Oh, yeah.
It's huge, isn't it?
Yeah.
That difference.
Hasn't that always been the case?
Yeah, I suppose so. Yeah, it's just something I'm becoming more aware of. But anyway, we had one of those moments on holiday. It was like, I'll nip in with the bags for a few minutes and we'll go out for a meal.
Yeah.
So I thought, I'll just play a joke on the kids. I'll put on this basketball outfit.
Yeah.
And we'll all go out for a meal together. It would be hilarious, you know, because it's just like embarrassing dad, but funny, and he's in on it.
Yeah.
They saw my outfit and they just walked off at speed in the opposite direction.
Yeah.
There was no even laughter at it.
No,
it was just like,
embarrassment.
It was just like, we cannot be seen with him, you know.
Yeah.
Funny though.
Fun game.
Yeah, really fun game. Yeah. Because I'm paying for dinner.
In terms of this, will be funny. Have I ever told you about the surprise I tried to play on Julia when the gas fan came?
No, go on then.
Oh, it was good. This is a long time ago. Before we had kids.
Yeah.
A little flat in the Stoke Newington. The gas meter was outside, actually.
Yeah.
The guy came to read the meter. And I think I was just in the middle of getting dressed anyway. So I thought, this will be funny. I took all my clothes off. So my wife went down to show the gas man the gas meter.
Yeah.
And I took all my clothes off.
Funny.
Anyway, he decided...
That is funny. That is funny.
He needed to have a look at the boiler.
Right.
So he came upstairs. I kind of got an idea that this is what was going to take place.
Yeah.
And we didn't have a kitchen.
Right.
We just had one big room with the kitchen along one side, sofa in the middle,
right,
boiler up the end.
Yeah.
So she came in, she got the feeling something was amiss. Started walking towards the boiler, luckily leading out the gas man a little bit, and then found me curled up behind the sofa, naked. And then just as she saw me, I just looked her in the eye and said, "Get him out!"
That is funny.
Yeah. And she managed to get him out, but I don't think... Not without him pretty much putting the entire situation together.
Yeah.
So sometimes the embarrassment does transcend
does rebound.
That which that we're comfortable with.
Yes. Yeah. It does rebound. good japes.
So,
japes on holiday.
Any other family excitements on your holidays?
Yeah, we had a real laugh. It was really good fun.
Yeah.
We had... It's just that thing of... When you're on holiday, you're the other side of the world in an exciting place. Just the same battles remain in terms of getting kids out on a morning.
Yeah.
Specifically, dear old Rudy, the young one. And obviously there's loads of hormonal stuff going there. That they just don't want to get up early.
Yeah. Well, this is my, you know...
Just
we said on weekdays and the holidays, kids, we're going to get up in the morning and do stuff sort of 8, 9 o'clock. And I saw that in my son's eyes. He gave us a look.
Look.
You know, which could be translated as WTAF.
Yeah.
And sure enough, we've just come up. This run now, what is it, 11?
Yeah, they're not up.
He's not up, yeah.
He's not up, yeah. And it's that sort of... That's a natural rhythm, isn't it, as their bodies change.
Yeah.
But you kind of think, we're in New York... Got 2 days left, maybe there's an element of excitement that'll get you out.
Yeah.
And it just sort of builds from about 9:45. Right, we're out for 11, that's when we go. He's still on on his bed, on his mobile.
Yeah.
9:15. Do you want a breakfast around? You know, a leisurely breakfast while perusing the phone. Get off the phone. Relax. You know, then in the shower. Singing in the shower for about half an hour.
Yeah.
It's loudly to hip-hop.
Yeah.
And we just, by the time it gets over, we're all really, just really angry.
Yeah.
Just a really bad start to the day. And I should just think, let's smooth this over.
Yeah.
But sometimes it really gets to me. Sometimes it just... And there's no getting around it. And I'm not condoning this at all. It's appalling behaviour. I threatened to knock him out. Which, isn't that awful?
No,
I felt so bad.
I've got to say, that is...
I felt so
don't
bad.
Don't try this at home,
I felt so bad.
That is not
I felt so bad.
Good parenting.
I can only say I've never, ever touched my kids in anger. I once kicked but George up the arse in Trinidad and Tobago. That's my only...
You kicked him where?
That's the only time. And I just lost it. I was just so annoyed. And he was being so disrespectful. Swearing.
Were you both wearing hip-hop clothes?
Yeah, he's lucky I didn't put a cap in his ass. And I apologised profusely later in the day.
Did he?
But it was just, you know, those trigger points. Just getting, can we just leave the house?
So
let's just get out of the house.
Yeah.
Awful moment though.
Fun times.
Fun times.
The memory you'll always have from New York.
But above and beyond that.
Wow, look at this.
That's lovely, isn't it?
Yeah, really good.
We did have a great laugh around that. It's just those, occasionally you have your moments, don't you?
Yeah.
This is beautiful.
Yeah, Victoria Park. There's no one around because of the rain, but it's really gorgeous. Yeah, it's tough. It's a different relationship, isn't it?
Yeah.
All our children are teenagers now.
Yeah.
My youngest just turned 13, but as we said, she's been 13 in spirit for about 9 months.
Yeah.
It was a good day, though. She lost her phone, so actually it should be a good year.
Right.
I should have left my phone at home so she could.
But the weird thing around the Rudy thing that makes it even weirder is a lot of the time in the family dynamics, everyone's annoyed at Rudy and I'm the one defending him. I'm just saying, go easy. Go, do you know what I mean? Just he's young, he's fine. And me and Rudy got a really strong bond. And then, but then when it goes, it really goes, which just undermines all the support I give him. The other time, do you know what I mean? It's just really weird.
Absolutely.
It's an odd one.
I understand. We're talking about when it goes, it goes.
Yeah.
I'm going to go.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Go around the lake and head back to Angel?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
So, the other day, my friend was over.
Yeah.
It's a nice thing, actually, because, you know, we're sorting out the music room for the house.
Right.
My friend, really old friend Tom, came over. I haven't seen him for a while because he's been busy. But we play music together and always did.
Yeah.
And that in itself is funny because, you know, we used to be sylph-like teenagers.
Right, yeah.
Long, straight black hair like
Native
American.
Of course, yeah.
And he came over the other day and opened the door and, you know, his beard's a bit out of control. It's got a big grey and black thing.
Yeah.
It's a bit like a folk singer or a pub landlord.
Right.
And we sit down and write and play songs that I wrote when I was 15.
Yeah.
Really good. But a lot of fun there. So we've got to try and play some songs written this century.
Yeah.
But he said hello to the kids and they went out and he said to me, "Where are your children?
Yeah.
Who are these students living in your house?"
Yeah.
It's frightening.
Yeah, they grow up.
They grow up so fast.
I know. They do, and also we're growing up while they're growing up.
No, we stay the same age. Stop it!
Yeah.
So, brilliant.
Yeah.
We you know, our holidays are just beginning.
Yes.
Stories to tell. Yeah. But I am...
And so tell me about your running that.
Well, not long after
you did
that,
your 10K.
10K. feeling really good. I think I gave it a few days.
Yeah.
I want to get my mileage up, so I did a 10 miler. That's what right, I'm stepping yeah. between metric and imperial.
Yes, yeah, yeah.
I'm not Jacob Rees-Mogg.
Yes.
I'm happy.
As we veer in and out of Europe.
So I did it. I thought I'd run down here. I went down to the old, straight down to the canal.
Yeah.
Left down to Limehouse Basin and then back up.
Yeah.
And went out to do it. It's pouring with rain. It's feeling a bit rough, actually. Warmed into it.
Yeah.
And I fell over.
Oh, no.
I went down so hard.
Oh, no.
I was overtaking the woman. We'll be there in a minute. There's a bit where the path goes over a bridge.
Right.
And the old cobbles are under the path.
Yeah.
And I was going round this woman who was walking through it with an umbrella up. And as I went round her, just both my feet went under me on the cobbles.
Oh, no.
And I just went bap down onto the ground.
Oh.
And I went,
No.
So loads of people, as we were going off to work, all looked round at me.
Yeah.
And that was good, actually, because then my sad, embarrassable Britishness saved me. Because I immediately got up and went,
you styled
it. Everyone, I'm fine.
You styled it out. Yeah. Yeah.
I said to the woman, oh, I must have given you a fright.
Yeah, yeah. Pardon me with my extreme pain. Yeah.
And I ran off.
Yeah.
And then I thought, I said, so run up, pretend I'm all right, and see yeah. if I can just crack on. And sure enough, so it's a long run. And within minutes, I'd kind of forgotten it had happened and forgotten, oh, I probably, you know, secreted some adrenaline and cracked on.
Yeah.
And ran for another hour. Got home. Felt fine.
Right.
Thought, oh, I totally got away with that.
Yeah.
The moment I stopped running, it was like I'd just fallen over.
Oh, God.
Oh!
Yeah.
Oh. And I had such a good wound.
Did
you
really?
My whole side and my hip.
It's amazing what adrenaline can do, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
At the time.
Save it till later.
Yeah.
And I felt a bit funny because it was like, it really was like I'd missed the opportunity, Morning Magpie, to feel, you know, to kind of feel it properly.
Yeah.
Because I went out to lunch with friends. I don't know. I don't think I wasn't there.
Yeah.
You know, it's quite yeah. a shock to the system.
It absolutely is. Yeah, definitely.
And I'm still taking the old antibiotics, but you have to take them for the 4,000 years.
Right, yeah, yeah, that's a weird thing about them, isn't it? Is this for your...
For the old Lyme disease tick bite.
Right.
Good times. So, yeah, so that was a thrill.
Yes.
And it's, oh, that was a really rainy day.
Yeah.
It was quite fun and exciting.
Did you do much running in the heat then, or what, did you?
Well, then last week... Well, there's a park run there, actually, before we get to that. I went back to Hackney Marshes.
Yeah.
Did Hackney Marshes park run.
Yeah.
I really wasn't feeling it at all. I ran there with Julia, so I did the kind of 2-3 miles there.
Right.
And then I had to sprint a bit because we were a bit late.
Yeah.
So I hit the start line.
Yeah.
You know, actually running at a little bit too much pace than I would like for running to the park run.
I know this is a real pain, but can we nip back to the thing? Back
do you,
there.
Do you need to go back?
I think so, yeah. I think so. Do you mind?
No. Well,
sorry.
When you've got to go, you've
got to
go.
A bit more distance, but I just... It was stopping off in the first place. That
it set you off, hasn't it?
Yeah.
I suppose we did actually go to a facility without you taking the opportunity.
Yeah.
And that is against your instinct.
Yeah, yeah. So go on then. You went back to the...
Yeah, so I got to the old, you know, one side of Hackney Marshes.
Yeah.
And you said, you're going to miss your park run. So I sprinted across the grass to the start line. Hackney Marshes Park Run, you know how it is, it starts up to the bridge there.
Yeah.
So I went in, I was running towards the start line, seeing everyone lined up on the start line.
Right.
And
quite thinking, tense, I'd imagine. I'd find that quite tense.
I was thinking that if they start, I'm going to have to dive out of the way.
Yeah.
Anyway, then I
run back to start again. So.
There was a stepladder in the way, so someone was doing a speech on a stepladder outside, a few seconds to play with.
Yeah.
Got to the start. And sort of got next to this old guy, gave him a little chuckle and a hello, little, here I am. Nothing.
Yeah.
Honestly,
yeah.
Such a cold look.
Right.
That did not hurt.
Yeah. It's going to smile.
That was actually quite a long speech.
Yeah.
Long speech, a lot of information that you can't hear.
Yeah.
That's not good. That's not good for the important stuff. You know, we know this from comedy. If people can't hear you very well.
Yes.
The less things you say, the better.
Absolutely.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Everyone set off, and I was, due to that early situation, I was right at the front, so people are overtaken.
Right.
It's that thing of getting in exactly the right place for a park run, isn't it? You want to be You want to be kind of
nearish the front, but
you don't
want
to step behind everyone.
Yeah.
But if everyone's overtaking you, it's a downer.
Yes. Yeah.
It did feel that day like everyone was overtaking me, and it wasn't until probably 3.5k that someone overtook me, and I thought, yeah, that's
about right.
A youngster, and I felt like he'd overtaken me because I looked like I wasn't as fast as I was.
Right. Yeah.
Sure enough. He had trouble staying in front of me, and we ended up sort of passing each other back and forth.
Having a bit of a to and fro. Yeah.
And actually, in the end, it was a good one. I got much better time than I thought I would, and I realised that a lot of my negativity was just based on the mood I was in, you know?
Right, that's good.
And I was aching. I was feeling the fall. It was the end of that week. But there was a thing at the very end where, particularly after I was talking about it the other day, someone dived in front of me.
Oh.
Dived in for the arm in front of you. Right, and that hurt.
Yeah.
And then, still, this is all with feet, meters,
yes.
to the line. Another person dived in front of me. Dived in, and guess what?
It was a bloke at the start.
Bloke with a pushchair.
Oh.
Now, that's not fair, is
no,
it?
No,
there's definitely a culture at Avonmarsh Park of serious pushchair runners. Pushchair runners
yes,
at the front. Sub 20 pushchair runners.
Yes.
I get that. I've met them before.
Yeah.
But
an irritating breed.
But if someone dives in front of you to get the place in front of you at the finish line with a pushchair,
yeah.
It's not like you can take them back, is it?
No.
You can't just shoulder their child.
No, that's...
into the
throw their child in the woods.
And I did. I did remonstrate a little.
Yeah.
I exclaimed, shall we say.
Yes, yeah.
And then there was a little bit, you know, we say that I love a park run, I really do, and they're all good, I enjoy all of them, and this Canyon Marshes is my favourite, but the only negative I've ever found is when people forget the democracy of it and start to be a little bit friendly to all the people they know.
Right,
and
yeah.
More kind of cold-eyed to people they don't
shut
know.
You off sort of thing. Yeah.
And that is exactly that at the end there. One of the volunteers so knew all the fast runners who were coming in and were saying, oh, well done, Jim.
Right, yeah.
Oh, I'm making trouble. Making trouble, Sue.
That's so
and
funny.
She doesn't know who I am, so she doesn't look me in the eyes. I'm here too.
You're very good on the intricacies of park run social dynamics. I do think you
well,
have a perspective
the
on
it. Well, that's the pushchair. That was
well
that.
Done, Sue. That's funny. That's so funny. Right. Let
I
me
have to think. I think it's a deeper thing for Deering is that people who do or don't know my names on runs, when the testosterone is up, it's always a problem for me, isn't it? You don't know me. You're supposed to know me.
You don't know who I am.
I don't even know what the rules are, but I'm angry about them. So, I just want to say that if there are anyone listening, if you are the person who overtook me with the pushchair, we're all friends here.
Yeah.
You know, I'm
aware... Shame on you, Philip!
I'm aware that Thraves has heard about your stories.
Yeah, that was...
still coming back.
That was a really...
Maybe we can set up a rematch.
That was a really nice one, actually. I mentioned on the question-answer ones about running with a guy, Richard Thraves, at school cross-country years ago.
Yeah.
And he's heard about it through a friend on the podcast, and he's still living in Scarborough, and... We reconnected a bit.
And you're going to fight to the death next time you see him.
They're good moments, aren't they?
Yeah.
That's really nice when that happens.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. And I'm still warming up for this. I've got like 2 months now until the Scarborough 10K.
Yeah.
And I'm looking to really go for it.
Well, let's just make a few last checks out on the course.
Yeah.
Already.
Well, that's a great one because it's out nice and flat out on the marine driving back again. Really flat.
What time are you going to do? We talked about this.
What time am I after?
Yeah.
Well, I'm after something close to 40, hopefully. Yeah. Hopefully. If I can get a couple of months consistent training.
Neither is it close to 40 anymore.
Yeah, yeah. It's, you know, under 41 definitely, and hopefully close to or just under 40. But I think I'd have to, I think that might be a bit of a reach.
Yeah,
we'll wait and see.
Yeah, it's a while away yet. You've got to work on it, haven't you?
Yeah, I've got a couple of months. And I've also had like a month, 6 weeks now, injury-free, post-hernia.
Yeah.
Steady running, just that, you know, 25, 30 miles a week.
Yeah.
There's a base of something there to go for.
But you've been cut. Plank.
I mean,
plank.
Got to do
plank,
the planks, plank. Got to do the hamstrings.
I'm planking 4.5 minutes now.
That's amazing.
It's ridiculous, isn't it?
That's incredible, yeah.
If you can do it, you've got to do it.
Yeah, that's wild.
It's really crazy.
Good for you.
If I could just stop drinking lager, I think I'd be really fit.
Well, I'm hoping to do... to cut down after my 50th. This is the week of my 50th. It's on Thursday, I'm going for, which is my actual birthday, I'm going for a meal with Matt and Julie.
Yeah.
That won't be a sober evening.
And so, neither should it be.
Yeah, that won't be so. And then Saturdays.
You want to basically get stuck up on alcohol for the next 50 years.
Yeah. Saturday's a big old party.
Yeah.
And then I've got a lot of August.
I forget, August has come on so suddenly.
Yeah.
I can't believe your birthday, so that's the day after tomorrow.
Yes. And then. But then August, I'm basically just in London doing very local gigs. And I'm hoping to just do a lot of running and chill in London and bits of stand-up. It should be quite nice,
it'll
actually.
Be great.
But you're on the verge of a... on vacances.
Yeah, well, yes and no.
Right.
Off to the Edinburgh Festival.
Right.
So, yeah, it's a vacancy that we're all going.
Right.
But I've got to do a bunch of shows.
Yeah.
Three shows are directed and one I'm performing. And then, yeah, we go to Orkney, which would be fun.
And that's pure holiday, isn't
it? That's pure holiday.
Yeah.
With the family.
Right.
And then back to Edinburgh. They come all the way to London and I do the rest of the shows.
Right.
So, and then we're house sitting in the West Country.
Yes.
And I'm going to the Green Man Festival.
Right.
I'm not going to be doing that Green Man half marathon that we talked about in the marathon.
Right.
Because that's in the days before it and I won't be there in time. So.
Okay.
That's a shame, but there we go.
So it's a bit bitty, but you've got bits and bobs of holiday around, bits and bobs of work and travel. Yeah.
We're none of us running around lakes in the Americas.
Yeah.
But we should have a nice time.
Yeah.
And in the Lake District, actually, keep forgetting that one. It's only short, but it's a proper holiday.
And Orkney should be good fun, shouldn't it?
Yeah, it should be great. Fascinating experience. New place.
Really different, yeah.
So, but yeah, try and keep the running up as well, obviously.
Yeah.
I mean, going back to what you said about running in the heat, after that park run, which actually, you know, like I say, it was a much grumpier experience than it needed to be. And my park run curve is going back up, you know.
Yeah.
I did a Saturday after that last marathon, I did a, you know, best part of 22 minutes, 21 something, but 21, right. 40, 50.
Right.
And then the next one after that was like 21, 20. And that one I was moaning about just now was my first time back under 21.
Right.
So it's 20, 54.
Nice,
like
nice. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So heading back.
So you're going in the right direction.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So I thought, well, what I'll do is I'll run, get my mileage up.
Yeah.
I'm going to run 6 miles a day. All week.
Right.
Get my 30 miles like I did this week. And then go, this is a slightly ridiculous plan now I say,
right.
But at the time it seemed logical. But then go fresh. That's right, after running 6 hours a day for 5 days.
Yeah.
Go completely rested and fresh.
Yeah.
To the park on next Saturday.
Right.
Without running there.
Yeah.
Get out there, smash it, go faster than this.
Yeah, good idea. Yeah, I think
so
that's doable.
So started running 6 miles a day. And on the second day, an incredible heat wave.
Hit the UK.
Britain.
Yeah.
And I was busy, I was fitting it in.
Yeah.
Mad dogs and Englishmen. And it just, I did it just purely out of sort of grumpiness.
Just wiped you out.
No, the quality of the running was so
low
and it made me feel unfit, you know.
Right.
And my legs hurt. And when you're running in other places, you just feel like you've got no distance at all.
One of those few experiences where you regret a run.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Running in Norwich last Friday. And just thinking, how far have I come now? Oh, like just over a mile. Oh,
right.
God.
Yeah.
I do fundamentally think that lots of shorter runs, not short runs, but shorter runs,
right,
to make up miles, is much harder work psychologically than some
just
than getting a few miles in one run.
Yes. Yeah. I know what you mean.
3 6-mile runs, just to me, feels like, you know, 50% as much effort again as 2 9-mile runs.
Right, yeah.
I suppose that's true, because once you're out there, you know, it's getting out there, it's getting warmed up. It's Anyway, so that was disastrous, frankly.
Right.
Doing battle with the weather. All the positivity, all the fitness I'd felt.
You felt it drain away.
Now.
Yeah.
And I woke up on Saturday morning to do the park run that was supposed to be the cherry on that little cake.
Yeah.
It was pouring with rain.
Right.
My legs were hurting and I just...
You thought, forget it.
I didn't go. And I hadn't even had a gig.
Right.
And I always say the reason we don't make a park run is because we're comedians.
Yeah.
I didn't even do a gig on Friday night.
Did you have the park run guilt pile?
No.
The kids all piled
up.
Right, okay.
It's the opposite of the flat lay, isn't it? The guilt stack.
Yeah.
No, well done me. Obviously, deep down, I knew it wasn't
you
going.
You knew you weren't going to do it.
There was no guilt stack.
Yeah. So it's still raining a bit, not too bad.
Yeah.
We're coming back down the canal.
Going past Containerville.
Yeah.
Oh, someone on the bike. Thank you. So yeah, but you know, it's all looking at too closely, isn't it? It's when you're running a lot, it all falls into place.
Yeah, I mean, you're still doing like quite a few park runs, aren't you?
Yeah.
You're still
taking
over.
Most weeks. I'm coming up on my 50 park runs ever.
Yeah.
I'm going to attempt to park run both the Saturdays I'm in Edinburgh.
Right.
And that will be tough because my show finishes after midnight.
Yes, yeah,
so,
yeah.
So, you know, then I'll be winding down from that. But I'm going to do it because we're staying at Portobello.
Right.
Portobello Park Run is great. I'm just going to commit to that.
Yeah, that makes sense, doesn't it?
And get some of the long runs in Edinburgh because it's just the best.
Yeah.
You can't...
It is nice, yeah.
You can't not run in Edinburgh, basically. And I'm keeping the miles up towards... The next event run is Great North Run.
Yeah.
And that's soon enough now, you know.
Yeah.
And yeah, trying to get just faster and steadier all the time. Had a good... There's been loads of good running.
Yeah.
It's just, you know, it's real life, isn't it? You keep at it and then sometimes you turn around at the end of a week and go,
ah. I haven't done that much.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, after a great first week on the holiday where I ran every day and sometimes swimming half a mile a day as well. I did a lot of lake swimming.
Yeah.
Which was fantastic. I really enjoyed it. I did very little the second week. I went for one run to do the podcast.
Yep.
And I think that was it. Yeah. We had a cycle around Central Park because we did so much walking around New York.
Yeah, that's right.
Rar had one of those Fit monitors. Every day we're doing over 15,000 steps. One day she did 23,000 steps.
Wow.
I mean, my wife does have short legs.
Right.
But even so.
That was it. That was before you left the house then.
Yeah. Even so, that's a lot of walking.
Yeah.
This looks a good little outdoor scene here, doesn't it?
Yeah, they're all...
They're having a lot of fun, sort of kayaking on the canal.
I came out down here last week and ran at tea time on a really hot day.
Yeah.
Just a fantastic scene.
Yeah.
People kayaking, people drinking after work, walking, cycling, walking their dogs,
yeah,
running.
Yeah, beautiful, yeah.
Just such a... Just London at its absolute best.
Yes.
It's not inconsiderable best.
Yeah. Yeah.
Running into the sun... Listen to great music.
It's sort of it's nice to be home. It's funny being on holiday, isn't it? Because when you're on holiday, you're one of the sort of stupid people who don't know how anything works.
Yeah, yeah.
Doing the stupid things at stupid prices.
Yes.
You know, so you're in the middle of Times Square in the middle of the day and it's hot and sweaty and everyone's trying to sell you rubbish and you're getting ripped off and do you know what I mean? All that, you just feel a bit daft.
That's right.
You know, by the end of that enough, we're meant to go to Cat's Delicatessen on the last day.
Yeah.
Which is some big delicatessen that everyone says is great, but I'm just tired of being a ripped off stupid person.
Yeah, that's
Let's
right.
Let's just not do it.
And the other side of that, you know, when you go to touristy places, so we did that yesterday, we went to Kew Gardens to my daughter's birthday. You just feel like when you try and interact with someone like they're a real person, you're kind of taken by surprise.
Yeah.
Because they used to just herding people past like cattle. So when you stop and say, I need to talk to you about something specific, they're like,
what?
They you can see their eyes slide back into focus.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's kind of depressing.
And the thing is, we just like being in the States. I mean, we like all the variety and... Like really mundane shops, like we're in the pharmacy near the Airbnb where we stayed in Manhattan, just off Soho. It was a lovely area.
Yeah.
And it was just enough to them. It was just a normal chemist.
Yeah, yeah.
And we were just rhapsodising to the bloke there who was like really jaded.
Yeah.
Just saying, we love these chemists. They're great. And he was like, are you guys serious? He just couldn't believe it.
Yeah,
so honestly, we're not taking
well,
the mickey.
It's such a consumer culture, isn't it? Yeah. The shops are all amazing.
Yeah.
Well, I know that.
They've got so much stuff.
The health food shop I found, the health food market that I started going to.
Where did you stay in New York?
I was down in, what's it called? Clinton Hell's Kitchen.
Right.
Just right near Times Square.
Right, wow.
Just to the, that side of Times Square.
Yeah.
And then just up, God, I don't know what avenue. whatever avenue it was.
It is deep. It is a deeply impressive city, isn't it?
Oh, it's brilliant.
Yeah.
Love it.
The height of the buildings.
And then part of it is the culture of people. And it is, I think part of what we love about it is in lots of ways it's similar to London.
Yes.
So you kind of see through it.
Yeah.
There's things that some people might see as a negative, like a kind of cynicism and a busy grubbiness. We're like, yeah, well, of course.
Yeah.
That's big cities, you know.
Yeah.
And I can see the heart underneath it, you know.
Yeah.
And yes, it really plays.
Yeah.
In fact, it's full of people who are like, yeah, yeah, about it.
Yeah, yeah.
It absolutely really enhances the thing.
Yeah.
And also, it's had such a great renewal, you know.
Yes.
Like, again, like London, lots of new shiny stuff.
Yeah.
Places that used to be horrible and murdery.
Yeah,
have now quietly become places you want to spend the whole afternoon.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of it. It's very expensive, though.
Oh, God.
Eating out. My goodness.
Yeah.
We went to the hotel in Brooklyn for a meal because we just got run out of options.
Yeah.
We had one bottle of wine. Here comes a big northern gripe. Strap in for the moan. One bottle of wine, a couple of starters, main dish. By the end, it was $400. I mean, that's...
Yeah, but luckily it's not real money.
Yeah.
Those little bits of paper.
Because you're on holiday, you just do it on the card. But God, that's a downer. We're not coming here again. In fact, we ate in for 3 nights when we were in the Airbnb as a result of that.
Tripe.
Pasta. And it was fine.
Just want to start getting some tripe.
Yeah.
Where in this city?
Yeah.
Gonna get a nice dish of
do
tripe.
Do you do gravy in New York?
Have we got biscuits?
We're not going to Cat's Delicatessen.
What is it?
Biscuits in Park.
Going to Flips.
Yeah.
Get myself black pudding.
$400 for a bit of octopus starter. It was...
Yeah, it's complicated.
Yeah,
that's first world northern.
Yeah, yeah, totally. Yeah.
Anyway, we're in New York.
Yeah. Let's go.
On an extended family break.
Yeah.
I'm interviewing a fellow author.
Yeah. We've had bruschetta, octopus starter, a very nice burgundy, it has to be said. Mains for the family. Extra bread and olive oil. $400, you say?
As actual Northern is listening to this thinking, I don't know how to feel.
Yeah.
I simply don't know how to feel.
But,
I noticed, by the way, that whenever I'm a Northern, I just turn into Tom Rigsworth.
Yeah.
No, ladies and gentlemen.
No, it's if you're going to turn into any, he's one of the best, isn't he?
Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah, a real laugh. But and also, we went to Whole Foods supermarket, which was near the Airbnb.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Crazily expensive.
Absolutely.
Yeah, but then you realise that although Airbnb say, oh, that's the nearest place, you're in the equivalent of one of those really fancy organic shops in Muswell Hill or something.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Absolutely.
That's where you are. You know?
Oh, yeah.
So.
No, that's where all my money went when I was there. So, oh, that's.
Yeah.
Exact same thing. Oh, cakes and hummus.
Yeah.
$30. Oh, yeah, fair enough. Off we go.
Because they're the kind of food as identity is massive, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
Kind of all the kale salads and all that stuff.
Yeah, and it's in for a penny and for a pound.
Yeah.
You can't find that stuff in the corner shops.
Yeah.
You have to go to the shop that...
Yeah.
It's got everything you could ever possibly need.
Yeah.
It's like having... It's all Harrods, no John Lewis.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. But, you know...
No Tesco extra, sorry.
Everything feels... more cooler by virtue of the fact that you're in New York as well.
Yeah, I mean,
it
right.
just feels that once removed from your experience.
Yeah, it's a new soundtrack. I can dance to this beat.
Yeah.
That's Taylor Swift once saying.
So, yeah.
But it was similar for me because I went to Norwich.
Oh, yeah. It is a different world out in East Anglia, isn't it?
Yeah.
I always think you need at least 5 or 6 weeks to really get a sense of the flavour out there.
Yeah.
Ipswich, Norwich... Got to play them off against each other.
That's what I did on the hottest day in the history of the world. Went down to Liverpool Street and there was announcements going on.
Yeah.
Oh, this is exactly where I fell over.
Is it?
You can act it out if you want.
Oh, my goodness. Dang.
So I was going in the opposite direction that
yeah,
this bike
this
come
guy
past.
Came through.
It was raining harder than this.
Oh, no.
And there was a lady. What lady? I made her sound old. There's a woman walking down here.
Right.
And so I came this way.
And you were running down?
Yeah, I was running down.
Oh, right, okay, yeah.
And so I came this way, and just right where we are now, I took a photo.
Yeah.
My feet just went. I mean, they were just gone. So
that
I hit this, there we go, I'm going to, and now you just be in the middle of falling over, just to act it out. Ah! Oh, that's too real. That's too real. And then I'll be the lady. And this is her. Oh, he's fallen. And then, yeah, so I went down as hard as you can. Like,
yeah.
Imagine if you could hit me with an oar.
Oh, my goodness, but
hit the whole side of my body and have the oar be made
awful
of stone.
Awful place. Awful there. Place to get to fall down.
It wasn't good.
And did you... sometimes falling down, things like that can get worse because you fall on your old coccyx.
Yeah, no, I'm
totally
on my side.
Which compounds,
all
compounds it, all flank.
What's funny is
you flanked it.
All better, except it's a bedtime injury, so I'm fine all day long.
Right.
And then I get, and when I say bedtime, I don't mean bedtime.
Right.
I mean, right, I'm off
it's business
bedtime,
time.
Yeah.
Right.
And so basically, if I roll over onto my left, I go,
oh no.
That's all that's left of the injury.
Yeah.
So I think I might have knocked my back out of whack a little bit, just because often at the moment when I sit down, my lower lumbar kind of goes,
right.
That's not good, is it?
No.
But there we go.
It's not. Falling apart.
Hottest day in the world. I'm all right with heat. Just stay still, right? Just stay still. Picked up my guitar and pedals. Headed off down to Liverpool Street. And I just realised that doing anything.
Yeah.
You know, walking, carrying bags, going up and down stairs on buses. Go to Liverpool Street, they're saying. We can't run trains because of the heat.
Right.
And everyone's kind of thinking... How's that work then?
Yeah.
And they're saying, don't travel unless absolutely necessary. I'm like, we're in the station, guys.
Yes, yeah. Yeah.
And luckily, the train I was on was, it was running slow.
Right.
They like had a speed limit on it.
Yeah.
But it left almost on time.
Right.
And I got on it, and oh, God. He was thinking, go a bit faster so that the wind blows through the windows.
Yeah.
I fell asleep, and I was thinking, have I passed out? It was like turning into soup. There was an old guy across the aisle. I thought he was going to die. I really did. And then we got to Norwich a lot later. I was going to go to the hotel and have a shower. That was not possible.
Right.
So instead I had to take my disgusting self. Yeah. So this comedy festival in the park.
Right.
Really nice. Top comedians.
Yeah.
Lovely audience because they're just there for comedy.
Yeah, brilliant.
And then I was just about to finish and wrap up my set. They called it off. Comper at the side of the stage. Rob, can you come off? When I went on, the sun was shining.
Yeah.
I thought I heard rain.
Right.
I had to call it off due to a thunderstorm.
Oh, my goodness.
It was like thunder and lightning. And I'm like, this is basically a metal structure.
Right. Yeah. So you were ripped off just before you...
Yeah, they virtually... If they'd had one, they would have used the big hook.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow. And that was weird, because I felt that...
Yeah, very, that is weird, yeah.
Felt like... And really needed closure on that whole experience.
Can I clarify? I will still be receiving full payment for this experience.
And of course, yeah. I will still be happy.
Yeah.
So that was fun. And then this mash. But then thunderstorms are weird anyway, aren't they? It's enormous. Yeah. I mean, they were right. It got worse and worse.
Right.
And they thought they might be starting again at some point, but it just... Whew. So I thought I'd go and get a drink and something to eat after the show. But Norwich was closed.
Right.
You must have had that in New York. Often just all closed.
Closed at 10.
Yeah.
The city that sleeps soundly from 10 p.m.
The city that gets an early night.
Yeah.
Got myself one of those comfortable pillows, encrusted with diamonds.
Yeah.
$600!
$600! Bloody hell, all we've had is some veal. Some tenderized steak.
Wushu beef.
Yeah, wagyu beef. Yeah. Sea bass.
For nine. Yeah.
With a fennel and...
and a coriander and mango jus.
Yeah. Drizzles with iced champagne.
And the tears of an orphan child.
Yeah.
And the bill comes.
Yeah, bill comes. $400.
I like the way we've got it to the point where it's sounding quite cheap.
By far the most expensive meal we had there. And the irony was, Rudy, because of his, like, into all his B-boy stuff, he just wanted to go to Wendy's Burgers all the time and Joey's Pizza.
Yeah.
Like, what, a dollar a slice pizza?
Yeah.
Wendy's Burgers. So he was a cheap date.
Yeah, good. Cheap date, and also because he's only out for a couple of hours.
Yeah, he's only out for a couple of hours before I knock him out. And then quick burger and bedtime. So funny, though.
Dental work.
Got the
stitches.
Stitches. Full jaw reconstruction. Police charges.
Therapy sessions. Anger management. Court case.
Four
$400 for a lawyer.
Joey's pizzas. Obsessed with them.
Yeah, absolutely.
So this is a nice run. I'm really enjoyed it. It's a shame the rain's coming in again.
Yeah, it's a shame also that we went twice as far as we were going to in Victoria Park because we had to go to the toilets twice.
Yeah, that is a shame. Though I think it was necessary.
Yeah, oh yeah.
My conversation would have been severely truncated down the canal if we hadn't.
I don't want anything to get severely truncated.
Yeah. Oh, sorry.
That could have gone worse.
Yeah, it could have been worse.
Nearly went for a little swim. Oh, we're doing a lot of wild swimming.
Yeah.
Dives into the canal. Cause sploosh.
Wetsuit. Drying out facility. Fresh towels. Post-swim sauna and shave.
Some aqua.
Wet wipes. $400.
Well, let's go. Let's go back to New York. New York Marathon. Yeah, 2020.
Absolutely. It made me want to do it, yeah.
It's got to be done.
Yeah. We'll do it. We'll get there.
Oh. So is that... I mean, I don't know if there's so much to catch up on, but I think I've told you everything.
Yeah, I thought
so. It was the 10K.
Yeah.
Running every day last week. Going to Portobello. There's lots of people running... Like us in chatty pairs.
Yeah.
But really rattling on, aren't they?
Yeah.
Partly because they're young and fit, and partly because it's really horrible rain.
Yeah. It is, yeah. It's starting to really come in.
Yeah.
Good for plants.
It's really nice really yesterday, because yesterday was just the perfect day for the birthday. Maybe you all have the same thing.
Of course you had your daughter's 13th, didn't you?
That's right. And, sorry. And, you know, it was too hot last week.
Yeah.
And it's raining today. And yesterday, Kew Gardens, so gorgeous.
So that was what you did on the day of the 13th?
Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. And I'm going to celebrate someone's 10th birthday.
Right.
In Edinburgh.
Yeah.
You know, on your behalf. So just a little...
Oh, that'd be nice.
Just a 40-year gap on that one.
Yeah. And did you do anything on the evening of your daughter's 13th?
Pizza.
All right, okay. Yeah. Nice.
Ow.
And she was the... So that's it now, two teens.
That's it?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Two teens.
Living the dream.
Yeah.
With those two teens.
Yeah, living the dream. Give it another month and a half. It'll just be us and Rudy in the house. The two kids off at uni.
Yeah.
Rudy going down to the brick school every day.
Yeah.
Stopping off at Joe's Pizzas on the way, maybe Wendy's Burgers.
Yeah.
Doing a bit of spinning on his head.
I can remember when there used to be a Wendy's in London.
Do they not have them now?
No.
Right.
They're square burgers, aren't they, Wendy's?
To be honest, I don't know. We also went to Popeye's Chicken in Toronto, which was felt really low. We weren't in... The family had eaten at a food court, which had been quite nice.
Yeah.
Quite cheap.
Yeah.
Very manageable. And Rudy's just gone to Popeye's Chicken outlet. Went in there. There was a guy, as we walked in, there was a guy on our left, obviously either on or coming down from crack.
Oh, great.
And on our right was a guy really, really drunk.
Yep.
Whose food was just sort of... scattered on the table in front of him.
Oh, God.
But he, at the same time, he was a bit unpredictable and obviously looking for conversation.
Yeah.
That was a tricky 10 minutes or so.
Yeah, you don't want to get into
as
that.
Rudy, and the
assistant... I bet Rudy was loving it.
Oh, Rudy loved it.
Yeah.
Absolutely loved it. Popeyes. And it was one of those where the assistants were just obviously amazed that anyone who could speak had gone in there.
Yeah, right.
You know.
Hey, listen, I want to check this recorder, so I don't want this next thing to be truncated.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's wrap this up.
Okay.
Good to have you back.
Yes,
happy
great to
birthday
be back.
Thank for you. This week.
Thank you so much.
Listeners, get in touch with your birthday messages and presents.
The big 5-0.
Yeah.
All gifts gratefully received.
Oh, by the way, thanks for the Q&A. It was absolutely excellent. We're going to do the rest of the questions. There's still some
we're
questions
finish them off,
left.
Yes.
So we're going to do that. And right now, we're going to go and dry off these microphones.
With Paul Tomkinson and Rob Deering.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.